Why, Trey, Let Me Get Away, a second-chance romantic comedy, famously in love. Written by Courtney Kiesel. Performed by Amanda Friday and Andy Harrington.
Chapter 1. 5.5 years ago. Trey. 5:56 p.m. Nothing's worse than being double-booked. Except for maybe a root canal. That's pretty bad. But honestly, who puts an engagement party on the same night as the Super Bowl? Haji does. Because Haji and his fiancée don't care about football or funny commercials or halftime shows. When I told him last Friday that I'd love to come to his party and meet his fiancée, Izzy, I wasn't thinking that it would be at the same time as the biggest game in the NFL. I thought it would be like a Sunday brunch or something. So imagine my panic when I got his text last night with the address to Izzy's parents' house and the 6 p.m. start time. I couldn't cancel. Haji's my only non-football friend, my study partner for the last 2 years. He's the reason I passed physics. I couldn't not come to his engagement party, especially after I already said I would be there. So I'm forfeiting the pregame show for friendship. I climb the front steps to Izzy's parents' house and straighten my tie and suit jacket before I knock on the oversized wood door. The house is nice. A white, stone, two-story, 10 minutes away from the University of Alabama campus. Convenient, since I plan to be in and out and back in my apartment by 6:30 p.m. to watch the kickoff with some of my teammates. I'm even arriving a few minutes early for an extra buffer. It's the perfect plan. I'm showing my face, meeting Haji's fiancée, eating a few hors d'oeuvres, and then getting the heck out of here. The door swings open.
You must be Trey.
A petite woman with dirty blonde hair smiles at me. She's wearing a floral dress with a pink sweater tied around her neck like she's some kind of Stepford wife. She grabs my hand, pulling me inside.
Haji's told me so much about you. Plus, I saw you on TV a few weeks ago in that bowl game.
I'm guessing you're Izzy.
Yes, sorry.
She offers her hand. Haji talks about you non-stop. It's nice to finally meet you. Her smile widens.
Well, I hope so.
I look around at the house and the few guests that have already arrived. It's a small crowd, which makes my leaving early harder.
I'm so glad you came. It'll mean so much to Haji.
She leans in as if she's going to tell me a secret.
Hardly any of his friends and family are coming tonight. They're still trying to get used to the idea of an interfaith marriage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?